Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today we're going to talk about the topic of As Siri. Our scripture comes from Proverbs 8 and 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Last week, we were asked the question, where do you get your information? We revisited the October 2021 event when several Facebook services went down. Social media and other technological advances, both a reflection of the greater intelligence of God, is an excellent tool for mankind, especially as we operate in the complexity of 21st century living. Like any created thing, however, it is important that we use it with great discretion and discipline. Unfortunately, we in our humanism tend to overuse some resources to the detriment of ourselves and others. Therefore, we must be careful to, one, examine everything that's placed before us, their truth and their righteousness, and two, that we exercise and pray for spiritual discernment. Remember the scripture that we used on last week, Luke 11:35, that said, "Be careful lest the light in you become darkness." Well, this week I was reminded of that as a result of an interaction between myself and my husband, who asked me a question of which I had no answer. My response to him was, "As Siri, as my memory becomes fuzzy, or as I refuse to commit to memory every fact of life, this is my frequent response. As Siri, I am finding that my reliance on digital personal assistance grows with the demands of my work and my pleasure." We are familiar with Siri, Alexa, Cortana, or other digital personal assistants. Digital personal assistants have been around long enough now that we probably have our favorites. If we have a question, it is not unusual to pick up our phone and ask Siri a question or use Alexa while we're sitting in the comfort of our living room. Digital personal assistants are incredibly versatile. With continual personal assistance, even to the fact that it will adapt to our individual language usage, changes, and preferences, returning individualized results. A couple of Siri stats that you might find interesting. In 2018, Apple announced that there were 500 million devices in the world that used Siri voice assistant. And also, today, there are more than 1 billion devices that feature voice assistant services. That's quite a few when you think about the numbers that we're looking at right there. Today, I'd like to remind us of the fact and to always remember the access that we have in Christ, just as we remember the place we go when we have questions and going to our personal assistants. We have access in Christ, the source of all knowledge and all information. That source is God, eternal God, and in Him we have all we need to navigate in these perilous times in which we live. It is God who speaks to us through His Holy Spirit. He is available 7/24 to answer the serious questions of life, not like the general inquiries we may make on Siri or any other assistant. God offers a better way. Let me ask you a couple of questions. When you rise in the morning, do you expect to hear from the Lord? As you walk into the office, do you look for signs of his presence? Let me tell you that God speaks each and every day. The question is, are we prepared to hear him? Just like when we speak to Siri, we expect a response. Do we have that same expectation of God? If we haven't heard from him lately, then here are some more questions that you may want to ask. And I want you to be brutally honest. Have you spent time in reading and meditating on God's word? Is there sin in my life that I refuse to confess? Have I placed other priorities ahead of God? Am I harboring bitterness, anger, or unforgiveness for someone in my life? How much time do I devote to prayer? Am I grieving the Spirit by being willfully disobedient? If I answered yes to any of those questions, or if you answered yes to any of those questions, you may have found the source of the breakdown in your communications with the Lord. We are told to continually examine our Christian walk. So, what are questions you ask yourself when you feel God may be silent? I close with this and sharing a favorite scripture of mine, which resonates within me and establishes my confidence in God's provision and assistance in everything I need. It comes from Isaiah 65:24. The New Revised Standard Version reads this way: "Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear." And the New Living Translation presents it this way: "I will answer them before they even call me. While they are still talking about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers." Before we call, God is already in the process of answering. So next week, I tell you what, we're going to continue this discussion of God and his hearing and the advice that he gives us as we make this daily walk of faith. And the series is entitled The Whole Counsel of God, The Whole Counsel of God. So I invite you back next week as we begin that study and hope that you will find it of importance. But remember this fact that before we even call, that God is already in the process of answering our prayers. And if at this time you have not established a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I invite you to do that today, so that while you are yet calling, he's already answering your question, and he has provided a way to do that through your new relationship with him and accepting him as your Lord and Savior. So please go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and begin there to find a new way in which you can hear God speaking to you. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.